Marcus drove up to the stabling area at Stafford Oaks Farm and parked his Mercedes SUV in the designated visitor parking area. This was his second trip to Michael Stafford's training yard since Cass had been transported here a month ago, and he was eager to not only see his horse, but also to see for himself how well he was progressing. It wasn't that he didn't trust Michael or David. On the contrary, he trusted them implicitly. In fact, if he were completely honest with himself, he would admit he was using these weekly trips to Guildford not just to check up on Cass, although he missed his horse tremendously, but as a kind of escape from the many duties and responsibilities pressing on him from all sides now that he was the Earl. He exited his vehicle and strode purposefully toward the stabling area. The sounds of horses happily munching their hay and the casual chatter of barn workers going about their duties of cleaning stalls and turning out their charges washed over him, and he immediately calmed. He took a deep breath and inhaled the familiar smells of horses, freshly mown hay and sawdust. There was nothing more comforting to Marcus than a stable full of well-kept and contented equines. His mood lightened, he walked in the direction of Cass's stall. If he remembered correctly, it would be just around the next corner. Before the stall came into sight, he heard a feminine voice. "Hey, handsome, how are you doing today?" Marcus peered into the barn to see who might be addressing him. It certainly wasn't the first time a woman had come on to him, but it was the first time he had no idea who the woman was, or even what she looked like. As he slowed his approach and struggled to locate the source of the voice, he heard a horse snort loudly, and then the voice continued with a laugh. "I know, I must smell terrible. I'm sweaty and hot from lifting those heavy bales, but I think I'm making progress. I'm feeling stronger than ever." He then heard the nicker of a horse he recognized right away as Cass, and he heard the woman laugh softly. "So, Casanova, you're living up to the name. You're handsome and charming and a very good listener, and I love you for that." Her voice suddenly changed, the happiness now choked with emotion. "I'm so glad you're here." After a brief pause, she cleared her throat and continued in a more normal voice. "Michael says you have a long road to recovery, so you'll have to be patient. I can help you with that. Patience has been my lesson to learn these past few months. In fact, you're doing better than I am as far as that goes. You have a great attitude. Your owner is lucky to have you." Marcus moved as soundlessly as possible toward Cass's stall. When it came into view, there was a young woman standing there, her attention solely on his horse. He took the opportunity to observe her before either she or Cass noticed his presence. She was younger than he, but not by much, he guessed. She wore a tank top and sweatpants, both visibly stained with perspiration. Her long mahogany-brown hair was pulled back in a severe ponytail, and the tendrils of hair that had escaped the rubber band were plastered to her sweat-covered face. Despite her relative youth, she exuded a confidence that convinced him she was not a teenager, more likely to be in her early 20s. She was slim, not overly curvy, but Marcus could see from the tightly fitting tank top she had a woman's body. From what he could see from a side view, her features overall were unremarkable. But as he watched her speak to Cass, he got a glimpse of intelligence and a sparkle of mischief in her eyes. She had a sun-kissed complexion which seemed to glow when she smiled, and she smiled frequently.